Welcome to the Choose You Netcast. This is Jim Langlois with a word from Joshua 24:15. Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's my prayer that this netcast will encourage and cheer you on as we join forces to draw the line in the sand, defending our faith and our households in the resurrection power of Jesus. Join me each weekday as we dig deeply into God's amazing word and bring up the rich treasures of his blessings. Are you ready?
Choose you this day whom you will serve. But that's for me and my house, me and my house, me and my house. I said choose you this day whom you will serve. But that's for me and my house, me and my house, me and my house.
Good morning, NetWorld, and thank you for tuning in. We're starting a brand new series today, and I'm titling it The Gospel of Christ. And our text will be Matthew chapter 24 and verse 14, which says, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." We live in a broken world. I have recently become an official chaplain for the Sheriff's Department in the county that I live. My county is considered a beautiful, peaceful place with very low crime, a very low murder rate, very good public schools, and a good economy compared to many places. We have nice roads and all the shopping amenities, great parks and recreation. We have a strong community of faith. We have low poverty and a low unemployment rate. I love living here. It's quiet, it's beautiful, and it's nice. But what the people don't see is the cancer below the facade. I'm not referring to physical disease you can feel or see, but rather the devastation of sin that lurks in the lives, homes, marriages, workplaces, and the list goes on. There's a world of great depression, great problems, great division, and great brokenness that many first responders, police, doctors, pastors, nurses, rescue personnel, and counselors see that is not in the open square. What I see is that sin is devastating our communities. I believe the one sin that is most important is the rejection of Christ. That goes without saying. However, I also see the devastation of sin from the simple actions of lying and hatred and sexual immorality, stealing, selfishness, pride, and so on. Being a Christian does not make one immune from its effects. Many people want to get rid of the Ten Commandments, but I believe they are simply the amplified version of the two commandments that Christ taught, which was to love God and love your neighbor. Oh yes, as Christians, I believe we're no longer subject to the curse of the law, but that does not mean a little lying, cheating, dishonesty, adultery, or theft will not harm us. I see sin as a cancer. It is always destructive. This is where the gospel of Christ comes in. It is not only to be saved so we can go to heaven, but it also carries with it the power to walk free from sin so we can live happy and successful lives here on the earth. Well, how does that work? Well, this is what we're going to look into. You see, there is more to the gospel of Christ than simple salvation and forgiveness from sin. This is what I like to say. The gospel of Christ is the universal rescue protocol for all in any given situation. Why? Because Jesus came to set us free. John chapter 8, verses 32 through 36 says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." There is more to just forgiveness in the gospel of Christ. There is also the power to walk free from sin in our everyday lives. One way to describe it would be to be free from its bondage. Another way we could say it would be to be free from its control. Now, I like that. How about you? I've heard many preachers say, "You don't have to sin anymore." I don't have to sin? What does that mean? Well, it means just that. You don't have to. Why? Because the power of sin has been broken and you're now free to make the choice. Well, think of it this way. The prison door is open and it's unlocked. There are no guards. There is no, quote, sin police, unquote. All your sins have been forgiven and sin no longer has its power or control over you. Do you stay in the cell or do you just simply walk out? Somebody might say, but I feel tempted. I feel controlled. I'm not sure I can resist. I don't see how. Well, this is why we need to learn the truth, because it's the truth that will set us free. So it's with this purpose that we're going to take some time to look into the gospel of Christ, because for to be free is to be free indeed. Again, our text scripture is Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. So now it's the gospel of the kingdom, and then the end will come. Wow! Do you think technology is adding to this prophecy? Well, just yesterday I was holding a lecture in my living room in Ashland, Virginia, and through Skype with a video camera on my computer, I had a group in Liberia, Africa, listening and watching live. That's pretty amazing. You see, the gospel of the kingdom in all the world, I believe we're getting closer exponentially every day. And technology is helping a great deal. Now let me tell you what I see as the definition of the word gospel. It stands for the teachings of Jesus and the apostles, and it's what we could call the Christian revelation. It's the story of Christ's life and teachings, especially as contained in the first four books of the New Testament, namely Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Another way to put it would be, it is the good news of salvation in Christ. The Greek-English lexicon of the New Testament, called the Lou and Nida, says the gospel means to tell the good news, or the content of good news. And it's the Greek word evangelion, spelt E-V-A-N-G-E-L-I-O-N. And it's where we get the word evangelist, evangelism, and evangelical. The Enhanced Strong's Lexicon says this word gospel means the glad tidings of the kingdom of God soon to be set up. Now, I call it the birth, death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. So let's take each of those and study them. The birth, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. And so we'll begin with the birth. Jesus was born to Mary, a virgin, and an angel appeared to her and gave her a word from God. It's found in Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 33. And it says, "Then the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.'" You see, ever since Adam, sin has passed upon all men. Many can argue about how or why, but the fact is, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And speaking about me, in one way or another, I've committed all Ten Commandments. And if you're willing to admit it, you're just as guilty in one way or another. My life was heading at rocket speed in the wrong direction. I knew it, and I was miserable. I tried everything I could think of to change my life, but it was impossible for me to do. And Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And yes, that was me, until I heard some good news. And Jesus was not only born of a virgin, but he healed the sick, the blind, and the lame. He fed the hungry and loved the castaways. He confounded the wise and had a heart of a servant. He turned water into wine and raised the dead. He was God in the flesh, coming to seek and to save the lost. That was me, but he found me. And like it says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Yep, I was bound up in sin. I was not happy with myself. I felt as though I was dying and could not do anything about it. But I heard some good news. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I heard that Jesus paid the penalty for me, and if I accepted him as my Lord and Savior, I could receive his gift and be free from the sin that was tormenting my life." That's not a bad deal. You see, I did, he did, and now 36 years later, it still gets better every day. I have no regrets. I am sold. I'll never back up, never back down. I will always be walking forward to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, yes, there have been trials and tribulations, but he has always pulled me through, and I've come out better on the other side every time. Why? Because I'm in good hands. How did it happen? Well, I simply called on him. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then in verse 13 it says, "For whoever," and I was definitely a whoever, "for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Remember our text scripture, Matthew chapter 24 and 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." Again, the gospel is about the birth, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. So yes, Jesus was definitely born. He was born of the Virgin Mary. And he's known as the Son of God and the Son of Man. And as Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." I was lost, but now I'm found. I'm so thankful. It happened to me on February 11th, 1979, 37 years ago. There's a prophetic word in the book of Isaiah concerning his death, and the Amplified Version says it very well. It's Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 12. It says, "Who has believed, trusted in, relied upon, and clung to our message of that which was revealed to us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been disclosed? For the servant of God grew up before him like a tender plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, royal kingly pomp, that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected and forsaken by men, a man of sorrows and pains and acquainted with grief and sickness. And like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him. Surely he has borne our griefs, our sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy." I don't want to stop here, but we're out of time. We'll start right here tomorrow, same time, same place, same channel, continuing our series on the gospel of Christ. I call you blessed.
You have been listening to the Choose You Netcast with Jim Langlois. If you have enjoyed this program, you can find out more about Jim Langlois Ministries on the Master's House website at tmhnow.org. That's tmhnow.org. On the media tab, you can listen to many more messages, subscribe to my daily devotional emails, and follow the link to my blog site. If you'd like to write me or become a financial partner with this ministry, my address is The Master's House, Post Office Box 1568, Mechanicsville, Virginia, 23116. That's The Master's House, Post Office Box 1568, Mechanicsville, Virginia, 23116. Online donations can also be made at tmhnow.org, and my email address is pastorjim@tmhnow.org. This is Jim Langlois saying be blessed, you and your whole household. Until next time.
Choose you this day, but that's for me and my house, me and my house, me and my house.